Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
As I was waiting on the Lord for today, I heard the Lord say, casting all your cares upon Jesus, because He cares for you. So I've entitled my message this morning, Casting Your Cares. Hallelujah. And I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to read together from verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting your care upon Him, for He cares for you. We thank you, Spirit of God, that this is your word, that you work in the midst of this congregation today. And we confess today that by the end of this time in your presence, each and every care is going to be dealt with, met in the name of Jesus. And your congregation is going to stand in the joy of the Lord because of your answers and your prayers. And somebody said, amen. When you're in trouble, when you're in need, when you're facing obstacles, when desperation comes, when there's nobody to help you, when even those who used to help you fails you, and those you're dependent on drops you, when there's nobody to turn to, when it seems like you are at a loss, God commands us very simply. He said, cast your cares upon Jesus, because He cares for you. Especially verse 7 of what we read there, casting all your cares. Someone said, well, I'll cast those that I believe God is able to bear, the others I'll bear myself. The Bible says, casting all of your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. So God says, come to me in the time of your need. David said in Psalm 42:5, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Verse 9, I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. I will yet praise Him. Hallelujah. There's a place that you can go. You can go to God. God says, come. Hallelujah. Come to me. Who can I call on? God says, call on me. When the situation gets impossible, don't give up. Turn to the God of impossibilities. When you don't know the answer, don't give up. Turn to the answer Himself. Because He can make a way where there seems to be no way. Somebody say amen. I want you to know today that you have a faithful intercessor. You have a high priest, the Bible calls him. Faithful. Interceding for you at the right hand of the Father. He knows what you're going through. He knows exactly. And the Bible says He is busy interceding for you. He's busy standing in the gap for you. He's busy praying for you. In fact, the Bible says He ever lives to. So He will always be there praying for you. Somebody say amen. The Bible says of Him, that is not an impotent intercessor. He's an omnipotent intercessor. Hallelujah. Many people turn to God like he's impotent. I'm praying, but God, you can't do it. No, he's omnipotent. Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to him, since he always lives to make intercession. Thank God Jesus is able to save. Hallelujah. 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 And when I read this, I was reminded about Ian and his family, how things were against them, but God was able to save. I'm reminded of many Christians, and I'm not going to start naming them, who came, and just last week, 2 weeks ago, there's a person came to me. She said, my husband wants to divorce me, Pastor, it's over. And I could see the hurt in her eyes. I could see the pain. And she said, well, you know, that's it. I've given up. I can't even come for counseling. That's it. I want you to know she gave up, but Jesus wouldn't give up. God said to me, you pray for her. I prayed for her. And her husband phoned me this week, saying, I can't do this. I need to make right. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't give up on the brink of a miracle. He is able to save. The Bible says he is touched by the feelings of your infirmity. He cares about it. The enemy wants to lie to you and tell you in this big universe, where who are you? You're just a number. God doesn't care. The heavens are brass. But the Bible says he cares. Hebrews 4:15, for we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but one that has been in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near. Can I say that again? Let us therefore draw near with boldness unto the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and might find grace to help us in the time of our need. Yes, God says, come. Don't despair. Amen. Don't get depressed. Hope is not all gone. Hallelujah. Help is on the way. Don't worry. Jesus is your intercessor. Hallelujah. Casting all your cares. Do you know the Bible says worrying is sin? Why is worry sin? Because it's not the work of God. I'm not going to do things that are not the work of God. I'm going to trust him. Amen. I'm going to put my trust in him, put my request before him, and then I don't worry anymore. Hallelujah. I'm going to put my burdens on him. The Bible says, casting all your cares on him, because he cares about you. He carries my burdens. I read the Message Bible, how it says it. It says, we don't have a high priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through our weakness and testing. He's experienced it all. Yet without sin. Yet without failing. Yet without being overcome. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 18:4, the pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord and cried out to my God, and he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Oh, I tell you, don't persecute a person who knows how to cry out to their God, because their cry will come to his ears. The Bible says, verse 7, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. God cares about you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, Jesus came to the earth to deal with the devil. He dealt with your enemy. Amen. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. He was angry against your devil. He cares about you. Hallelujah. He cared that you were lost. He made a way. Somebody say amen. He cared when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. He cared when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in the fire. He cared when Jairus' daughter was sick. Hallelujah. He cares because he is faithful. He's touched with your infirmities. In other words, he feels your pain. Have you ever spoken to a person? They say, I feel you. Amen. When you come to Jesus, I got you. I feel you. Amen. I've been there. I suffered like things so that I can be a merciful, faithful high priest. Touched. Amen. I know because I'm ever living to make intercession. Hallelujah. So when you come to him, you come humbly. The Bible says, come humbly. Hallelujah. You don't have to come worthily. Come humbly. Amen. He knows who you are. He knows we don't deserve it. The Bible says, come in verse 6, therefore, it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. The way to be exalted is humility. Amen. The way to be exalted is to humble yourself. Come. And then he extends favor to those. Hallelujah. Pride can't enter his presence. Humility draws you. I think of Esther when she had to come before the king. And she came trembling. But when she came in, the king extended his scepter of favor. When you come humbly, in other words, you come as you are. Hallelujah. What and all. Amen. Amen. Just as you are, come into his presence, humbly seeking his mercy. The Bible says that you may obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because you're coming unworthily. You know you're not worthy. You're humbling yourself before God. But not only do you come humbly, the Bible says, come boldly. Amen. Humbly and boldly. In other words, not relying on your own merits at all, but bold because the Father has made a way for you. Hallelujah. You come as a child of God. You come as he's redeemed. You come as the blood-washed, blood-bought saint. Amen. You come as the one who's an heir of the promise. Hallelujah. You come as the one who the promises are due to. You know what I heard you true? I heard someone say, true humility is giving God the due. Hallelujah. The honor that's due to him. That's true humility. Hallelujah. So I receive by faith. I bless him. I come by the precious blood of Jesus that speaks better things for me. I come in the name of Jesus. Amen. I know that I stand in his presence because I'm an heir and a joint heir. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm a son of God. I come in the name of Jesus and all that God has promised me. I come and I find help, the Bible says. Amen. I don't come and I find no help. He says, come that you might find help. Amen. When you get into his presence, there's help. Amen. Can I say it again? When you get into his presence, there's help. Amen. Come that you might find help. Amen. In the time of your need, not when it's too late. When will you find help? In the time of your need. Amen. Hallelujah. God does not procrastinate. He's not going to leave it till it's too late. He never sings the song, it's too late now, baby. Hallelujah. When you come into his presence, you find help in the time of your need. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He put a time on your answer. Amen. In the time of your need, you will find mercy and you will find grace. Hallelujah. The Bible says, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne room of grace. Hallelujah. Unmerited favor. I come boldly and I stand before him and he says, favor is your son. The favor of my son is on you. Hallelujah. I come deserving in the name of Jesus. I come because Jesus deserves it. I receive it. That's the basis of our faith, isn't it? That we might obtain mercy and might may find grace to help in the time of need. Everybody say it's in the time of my need. Hallelujah. Cast your cares on him. No matter what you're going through, Jesus said, I know what you're going through. Amen. And he cares about that. And here's the thing. The Bible says he ever lives to make intercession. Hallelujah. He made intercession for you yesterday. He's making intercession for you today. He's making intercession for you tomorrow. He will always be your high priest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never says, well, now that's too much now. You've asked me. All your credits are up. You've used up your reserves. No more favor for you, sorry. Never. He ever lives. Hallelujah. Can I say it again? He ever lives to make intercession for you and for me. Hallelujah. And he entered once and for all with his own blood for you and for me. And he's not going to stop until it's completed. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes, the Bible says come. Come boldly. Come nothing doubting, in other words. Come full of faith because believing that with God all things are possible. Because he that comes to God must believe that he is. He is what? He is able. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my provider. I must believe that he is the restorer of my marriage. He that comes to God, believe that he is. Amen. What is he? You see, he's the high priest of your confession. If you speak doubt and unbelief, he can't confess that before the Lord. He's the high priest of your confession. So in other words, he says, you confess it, I'll confess it. Amen. He stands, he ever lives to make intercession. When you come to him, he's the high priest of my confession. In other words, I must know what I believe he is able to do. Amen. When I come to him, I make confession. He's not, you mustn't know what you're begging for. That's natural. You mustn't know what you're crying about. That's natural. That's easy. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Everybody say, everybody knows that. Even the dog knows that. Amen. What do you come? You come believing who he is. You come believing what promise he has made. You come confessing the promise. You come confessing what he said you are. Somebody say amen. He that comes to God must believe that he is. I know that he is my provider. I say it. I know he is my deliverer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I know that he is the God of my breakthrough. I say so. I know that he's a God who gives me favor. I say so. Hallelujah. I know that all these weapons formed against me will not prosper. So I say so. I know what I believe. He is what you're believing for. Hallelujah. That's how you come to his into his presence. When that blind man called out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. He knew he's blind. Jesus could see he's blind. But Jesus wanted him to say so. What do you want me to do for you? Oh Lord, that I may receive my sight. Hallelujah. Therefore, as you have believed, it shall be done to you. Praise the name of Jesus. What do you want? Say so. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. He, when I come into his presence, I come with a confession. Hallelujah. I come and I say what I believe. Why does he want that? Because when I speak my faith, I'm acting like a king. Amen. When you come into his presence, it is another teaching session. Amen. The Bible says, Hebrews 4:14, hold fast to your confession. You see, many times we press into the confession, but then we leave the confession. Once you've made your confession, grab a hold of that thing. Get a good grip. Amen. I spoke to you 2 weeks ago about how to get a good grip. You meditate until that thing births in your spirit. Amen. You got a hold of that thing. The Bible says, hold fast your confession. Once you've made your confession, don't back down. Because the Bible says, a double-minded man, don't let him think he'll receive anything from God. Amen. You make your confession, you stand your ground, stake your claim. Somebody say amen. Stake your claim. Hold fast. Hebrews 4:14. Having then a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Hallelujah. Don't say, oh, well, maybe the Lord don't want me to have it. And you'll have a whole lot of people trying to argue out of the blessing. You know, I also had trouble like that. I prayed, nothing happened. Amen. They'll try and argue out of your confession. I want to say to you today, hold fast. Amen. Once you've made your confession, the Bible says, let us hold fast. Hold fast. Once you've said it, you've said it. What I've said, I've said. It's almost like you make your decree. My God shall supply. And then the enemy comes against you. And everything wants you to change your confession. You said, what I've said, I've said. Amen. Amen. I refuse to go back there. I'm not going to interrogate that thing. I'm not going to argue the case with you, devil, or with you people. What I've said, I've said. What I believed, I've stated. And now it shall be as I believe. Somebody say amen. Speak your faith. Don't speak your fears. Don't speak your doubts. The best way to hold fast your confession, don't be amongst people who speak doubt. I've even learned many times, oh, once I speak my confession, I don't share it with too many people. Because they'll argue right out of it. Amen. They'll come and tell you, no, it can't be so. No, no, no. My wife and I'd learn, we stand fast, we hold fast to our confession, and many times our confession don't leave our bedroom. That's where many people get it wrong. They try and confess to convince other people. They're not convinced, so they want to convince you so you can tell them, yes, it's so. I'll speak to this. Sad. Isn't that how many people are? Yeah, they come to you and they're confessing, but you know all they want for you to say, yes, yes, it is so. Amen. Now, I've got nothing against that. But be careful, because if you look that way for confirmation, your faith can quickly get a hammering. Somebody say amen. I've learned many times, we make our confession, the promise is there, the check's already in my hand, the check's already in the bank. I still don't confess till the money is in the bank. I tell nobody, I'm confessing, I'm holding fast my confession, I'm standing, I'm walking in my faith, I've received it, I see it, man, until it's done. I can't share with many people because many people say, till we see it, we can't believe it. I'm still in the I believe it, therefore I see it phase. I can't share it with you. Because till you can see it, you can't believe it. Be careful who you share with. Amen. Share with people who got faith. Hold fast your confession. Amen. Let us hold fast. Speak your faith. Confession precedes possession. Hallelujah. You receive, you stand, and don't lose heart. Amen. Then the Bible says in Luke 18:1, then Jesus spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Hallelujah. And that is the time delay of your prayer. Amen. When things seem to go wrong, you don't lose heart. When Jesus said to that storm, peace, be still, there were still a few more waves. Hello? Amen. When Jesus stood up and he said to that storm, peace, be still. The Bible says the wind ceased and the waves died down. And there was a great calm. And then the disciples started fearing. They said, what kind of a man is this? That with power and authority commands even the elements. And they obey. But when he commanded, he didn't say peace and said, boom. He said, peace. And then the waves started dying down. And the wind started ceasing till there was a great calm. There's always the period in which you stand. Somebody say amen. You say, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. I got no troubles. When people say, how are you? Well. Amen. How's it going? Voor in die koor. Hallelujah. Amen. How are you, brother? Blessed. Hallelujah. Don't share your trouble with unbelievers. They'll agree with you. Amen. Oh, that one hit home. Listen, when you come to him, you believe that he is. And you don't come to him and he's out of touch. He's totally in touch. He's in touch. He knows what you're going through. He knows how it feels. Amen. Bible says he's touched with your feelings. In all points, tempted just like you. He knows exactly how it feels. But he's saying to you, while you're feeling like this, this is what you do. Let me be the high priest of your confession. He's not the high priest of your feelings. I've learned many times your victory is right there where you feel the worst. Amen. Why? Because God wants you to walk by faith. He wants you to learn. That it's not about how you feel. It's when you can stand and speak into the teeth of that storm. Hallelujah. You don't need the storm to die down first before you believe. Okay, maybe it's going to die down. Okay, now I'll speak. You speak into that situation. You confess in the midst of it. Hallelujah. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. God's not saying deny your feelings. He said, I know your feelings. Jesus said, I know exactly how you feel. In other words, I felt like that as well. Amen. But I did not sin while I was feeling that way. I didn't allow myself to get into unbelief. Didn't allow myself to get into pity and pity parties. Amen. And you know when most Christians throw pity parties? Is at this point. When they're supposed to be holding fast. And nothing seems to be happening. So instead of throwing a victory party, they throw a pity party. Everybody come and, you know, feel sorry for me. Let's have a sorry cake. Amen. Team member, hold fast your confession. Don't lose heart. Stand. And in the midst where you're standing, no matter how you feel, Jesus said, I feel just like you. I know how you feel. While you're feeling like that, speak your faith. Amen. Declare it shall be so. God hears and answers prayer. The time for miracles are at hand. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, the time for miracles are at hand. It is time for my miracle. The miracle is mine. The blessings of God rest on me. Rest on my home. Rest on my business. I am blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare it and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. Who redeems my life from destruction. Thank God I'm redeemed. Thank God I'm delivered. Thank God no devil has power over me. Hallelujah. That's why God gave you the name of Jesus, because you stand up in greater authority. Hallelujah. May the anointing of God rest on you till you stand up with greater authority. Till you stand up in the name of Jesus and you come down on that enemy like from a dizzy height in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and he'll flee from you seven ways. Hallelujah. Casting all your cares on him. Amen. So, if you're sad, if things are going bad, turn to God. Get into his presence. Act like a king. Hallelujah. Speak like a son. Step into what God has prepared for you. Come boldly. Speak your faith. Let him be the high priest of your confession. Ask yourself, is Jesus saying this about me? If Jesus isn't saying what you're about to say about you, don't say it. Amen. Speak well. I remember the day that I broke that devil out of my marriage. I broke that devil of disagreement and marriage breakdown and miscommunication. I broke his back because I decided I will not say what the devil is saying anymore. I will not speak those words. I'm going to speak words of faith. I'm going to speak the blessing. I'm going to declare the blessing of God over my marriage. Amen. I refuse to let these lips criticize the wife of my youth. Hallelujah. I'm going to refuse to let these lips break the covenant that God has made with me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, speak your faith. Stand boldly. Hold fast to your confession. Hallelujah. To the good confession. Somebody say, I'm holding fast. The moment you leave here, as you leave, things are going to start going wrong. It's the life we live. You're going to get home and the cat caught the goldfish. Amen. Hold fast your confession. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. And from today I decree in the name of Jesus, it shall be for you according to your confession. As you have believed, so shall it be. For God gives his angels charge concerning you to watch over the word that you speak. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus, I release the anointing on your life to make decrees as a king, to speak, and it shall be so. Father, we thank you now for illuminating our minds, illuminating our hearts, strengthening us, Father. Today, by faith, I put a stop before my mouth. I refuse to speak the words of the enemy. I hold fast to the good confession. I stand boldly in your presence, and I make decrees. I speak the promises, and I declare declare it shall be so in the name of Jesus. I decree yes and amen to the promises of God in my life. Hallelujah. I declare I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Your hand is on me. I will trust my God. And Lord, every work of the enemy shall be broken. Every weapon formed against me destroyed. Every word raised in judgment against me, I judge. I bring it under the anointing of God. I bring it under the name of Jesus. You words spoken against me in the name of Jesus, you will not flourish. You will have no part in my life. I will be part of the ever increasing kingdom of God. His hand is on me for good, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Today, in the name of Jesus, we declare 1,000 may fall on my left and 10,000 may fall on my right, but nothing shall come near me. I'm delivered from the snare of the fowler. I'm delivered from the noisome pestilence. Hallelujah. The enemy might come against me one way, but he shall flee seven ways. I will lift my voice in victory. I'll take refuge under the hands of the Most High God. You are my dwelling place, my Father. I dwell in your promises. I dwell in your word. I dwell in what you have prepared for me. Now, Father, I thank for strengthening each and every heart. Lord, if there's something that we always say that comes natural, come on, just lift your hand and say, God, help me when I'm about to say something that I always say that just comes naturally. In the name of Jesus, reveal that right now. Break that from my life right now. In the name of Jesus, I do not return to the paths that I have been walking in, but I walk in the blessing of the Lord. I walk in the word of God. God is my refuge. Your promise is my refuge. Your word is my refuge. It is my strength. I will not suffer loss. I bless you in Jesus' name. Now I want everybody to lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. No evil shall befall me. No plague will come near my dwelling. You give your angels charge concerning me to keep me in all my ways. In their hands, they bear me up. They bear my family up. In their hands, I shall not dash my foot against a stone. I will tread upon the lion and the cobra. I will trample them underfoot because I've set my love on you. You deliver me. Hallelujah. You set me on high. I call and you answer. And in the name of Jesus, I declare my prayers are answered, my petition is heard, and it shall be according to my faith. And somebody shout, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, every eye closed, every ear head bowed, just for a moment. You yet today, you say, Pastor Johnny, I don't know the Lord Jesus is my Savior. Can you pray for me? Let me tell you, you can come to Him because He made a way for you. God wants you to approach Him. He opened a door. Jesus is called the door. It's the door you can walk through. The forgiveness, the love, the restoration that's in Jesus. You say, Jesus, be Lord of my life. Be the door for me. Pastor, pray for me. I want to come to God the Father. You know your heart's not right. I want to pray for you all over this place. Here I am, Pastor Johnny. I want to make right with God. If that's you, quickly lift your hand all over this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? Here I am, Pastor Johnny. Pray for me. I need to make right with God. Thank you. I see that hand at the back. Any other hand? Thank you. I see that hand in the middle. That hand in the front. I see that. Anybody else? Thank you. I see that hand. Just before I close, one more time, include me. Yes, I see that hand. Now you got your hands raised. I want you to raise it again. Everybody raise their hands. Father, as these hands are raised, before you, the living God, who shed the blood of your Son Jesus, I apply that blood to these lives as hands are raised in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the powers of the enemy from their lives. And Lord, I speak your redemption over them. I thank you now, Lord, for touching these lives, and they will not be lost. Now, as that hand's raised, quickly, I want you to stand all over this place. You raise your hand. Quickly stand all over this place. There at the back, on my left, on my right, here in the front. Quickly stand. If you raise your hand, don't stay down. Don't just put your hand down. Don't stay where you are. Quickly stand. I want to pray with you. All over the place, there at the back, elders, ushers, somebody raise their hand. Help them to stand. Quickly, I want you to come down to the front. I want to pray with you. Step out from where you are and come and join me. Somebody praise God for this. This wonderful miracle. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, thank you. Quickly come. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, let's put our hands together and thank God again. And as they come, I want you to see your family by faith. I want to see your mothers coming by faith. I want to see your brothers coming by faith. Come on, somebody shout, my family will also be saved. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you come today to stand before the Lord, and we're going to pray. I want Brother Vernon to come, and he's going to lead you in what we call a sinner's prayer. You're going to receive the salvation that's in God.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you. So please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.